Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson with today's California Money Report. Solyndra, a solar power company based in Fremont, recently announced the closure of one of its factories. That could mean the layoffs of dozens of full-time employees and more than 100 independent contractors. KQED's Peter John Schuler reports Solyndra blames its downsizing on fierce competition from China.
A robotic cart loaded with 1,000 pounds of solar panels navigates through Solyndra's new state-of-the-art facility. This factory was built with $500 million in federal loan guarantees. CEO Brian Harrison says Solyndra's product is designed for commercial rooftops. He adds they're more expensive to make than traditional panels because of their efficient design.
We're very unique in that the solar cells are in a cylindrical form so that the light comes directly onto the module regardless of the angle of the sun at that moment. We sit our panels on white roofs, so there is a reflection off of the white roof that gets energy to the bottom half of the cylinder, if you will, and so we produce power in that way.
Despite this cutting-edge technology, Harrison says his company needed to make cuts in order to be more efficient. So they decided to shut down the original plant and consolidate operations here in this new facility. Harrison says the problem is that global competition has driven down prices for everybody. The market changed quickly, he adds, and points the finger at China in particular. The Chinese solar industry primarily produces the more traditional solar panels made of silicon.
Prices of silicon came down as the Chinese volume increased. They were able to get to very low costs and to become very competitive. I think everyone in the industry felt that and had to reduce costs to be competitive.
The changing market forces are causing some solar energy companies to rethink their strategies. That's according to Michael Canellis, editor-in-chief of Green Tech Media. He says some have decided to focus on research and development.
In a sense, the American companies will become almost like biotech companies. They'll come up with a nice new invention, and they'll license it to the major manufacturers in Asia.
But at Solyndra, CEO Harrison says he has no such plans. Yes, he's downsizing right now, but he says this is all part of a bigger plan to become more efficient and then expand in the future. For KQED News, I'm Peter John Schuler.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Stanford Hospital and Clinic, specializing in organ transplantation. StanfordHospital.org.